Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, Newmark, and DJ and TV Insiders.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Stepping Up Your Game with me, your host, Rob Perret. We are going to dive into how to capture the eye of corporate clients. We all want more corporate gigs, and we all want that corporate money. So how do we do it? How do we establish our brand and get in front of those eyes? Well, the first thing we're going to talk to you about today is LinkedIn. How are you leveraging LinkedIn for your business? Well, if you don't have a LinkedIn profile, I'm sorry to say this may not be a lot of help to you, but what you can do now is get a LinkedIn profile. So what we're going to do is dive into my LinkedIn profile and other LinkedIn profiles that I've seen of people in the industry who are doing it right. So let's check it out right now. So the first thing we're going to look at is my profile here. And I have used the tools that are offered to me through LinkedIn. So right now, this is my profile. You have my photo right here, and then just like on Facebook, you can put a cover photo. Now I also can do what I am as a speaker, host, MC, and DJ, and then my company. Now this is my dashboard. This is not what it looks like when people look at my profile, but I'm just going to give you some insights as to what it is. Apparently I'm an all-star. An all-star level is where you are actually filling out your profile and putting in the necessary things to put yourself in front of corporate clients. So for example, I did put in some articles that I've done. I've also have media on here. And we're going to look at other people's profiles too. So I have my press kit here. I also have some videos here, but I've also put where these media are related to my business. Now I've put also things where I've been involved with, you know, for example, QuickWits, where I do improv, Corporate Alliance, where I'm a member, my education at Southern Utah University, my volunteer experiences, people I've worked with, and my endorsements. And then this is really great here too, the endorsements I've received and the endorsements that I've given. Now, I love giving endorsements because I believe you got to spread the love here and also let people know that you are giving endorsements too. And so these are some people that I've worked with, some of my friends, some of my mentors, and some of my coaches, and some of my accomplishments and honors that I've been given. And if we go back up here, let's just go back up to right here. When it comes to my business, it actually links to my LinkedIn page. And so I can say I'm the owner of Life of the Party Entertainment. Well, what is that? And then it takes us to my actual page. And so that's one thing that you can also do is create your page so it doesn't have, so it's not a dead link. You don't want it to be a dead link, and you actually want to have an actual business page that people can go to. So let's look at somebody else's page. Bill Herman here. Great photo here. Love that. And you can see his experience and the people that he's connected to. And the owner of the entertainment experience. And then he's got media right here. If I click on that, where does it go to? The entertainment experience. So it's not a dead link. Let's check out my friend Jason Clock here. Jason has actually put up a photo on the top on his right above his photo. This is looking great here. Founder of Clock Entertainment, which I love. And here's cool. It looks like he has a lot of activity. So he's posting things. He's liking things. He's actually very active on LinkedIn here. And so this is where you can start connecting with people and professionals in your own market and people who are out of your market that you want to work with. And you can also see that it links to his Clock Entertainment, and he's got media there. You can also see his prior education, his prior work, and all these things. Now let's look at this guy, this all-star. Alan Berg. Love his top photo here. Love his photo. And this little green dot, you know what? I need to look in to see what that's all about. But he does a lot of different things here. Lots of mutual connections. Alan's activities, he has 3,274 followers, which is awesome. And then you can see what he does, how to bolster his business. And then all the media he has. He is a certified speaking professional, contributing education guru at Wedding Wire. And so he puts all these different things that he's worked with and people that he's worked for into his profile. And look at all these different recommendations he's received. But look at this. He's given 21 recommendations. So he's not only getting the love, but he's giving the love. So imagine if there's somebody that you want to work with, somebody that you have worked with. You give them a little bit of love and people can see that. So there's lots of different ways for you to leverage LinkedIn. And you're probably saying to yourself, okay, I've created the profile. What next? I've actually booked gigs off of LinkedIn. People have just looked at my profile. If you Google my name, LinkedIn will come up. Also my website. But the thing is, this is social proof. You want to be able to be in the eyes of a corporate planner or HR professional that you are a legit person, that you're an actual person, and that you're serious about what you want to do. So LinkedIn is one way to leverage that. And sometimes when I'm just advertising for myself, I send them my LinkedIn profile, but I also like to connect with people through LinkedIn. And I don't just send them a friend request. I said, I saw you at this event, or I've been wanting to get to know you better, things like that. But one thing about LinkedIn that I don't like is when people try to sell me. Or sell to me. So don't try and sell yourself to somebody. Give them something that they want. Hey, I saw this article and I thought of you. Share it to them on LinkedIn. Hey, I was thinking I could help you out with this event. But the thing is, they don't want to be sold to. Once again, I can't reiterate that enough. Give them some value. Give them something that will help them. And this is just one way to create your bigger social network in the corporate world. Hopefully that's helped you today. And this has been another edition of Stepping Up Your Game with Rob Ferret. And we'll see you next week talking more about how to leverage your corporate well-being. We'll see you next time.